Well, gals, it's official. I am officially now the ruler of the universe. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you drop the wine, trust yourself again, and run your life like you mean it. I'm Becca Jacobson. And I got a snippet for you. I don't know why I say that. What else would I have for you? Gals, today I have a confession to make. And it's very, very humbling, but I'm going to just lay it on the line for you today. I was walking my dog earlier today. And you know, the last few days, maybe the last week, 10 days, something's felt off. Just felt off. And I couldn't quite figure out what it was, and I'm like, what's going on? And I find myself running around in circles way more than usual. Not that I usually run in circles, but what I mean is sort of doing this, doing that, kind of always go, 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 way more than usual. Usually I'm pretty focused. I got a plan for the day. I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? But lately, just feeling tense and kind of, something's off. And so today, on my usual walk with my dogs, it suddenly hit me. I've been micromanaging God. Yeah, that's it. I've been micromanaging God. And gals, it doesn't work. So that I thought, oh my God, I have to share this with the gals because I think it's a habit we can fall into without recognizing it. And if you're a person who prays, who connects to a universe, God, higher self, whatever it is, and tries to live your life with guidance from that higher self, then you gotta let go and allow the higher self to do the thing you ask them to do. And lately, I'm just totally micromanaging everything. In other words, micromanaging God. I am a person who prays. I love to pray. I love to talk to God. My higher self or universe is God. I call it God. That's cool, right? Or actually, and sometimes, Divine Mother. Doesn't matter what we call it. I'm connected to a higher source, just like I hope you are, in whatever way works for your heart, for your life, for your world. And I speak to a lot of women who pray. Praying is beautiful. It really does help us on this journey. Not just the journey to give up alcohol, but our entire lives. But we got to be careful that if we're seeking guidance, if we're seeking support, if we're seeking health, if we are surrendering even a part of our lives to a higher source, then we got to let the higher source take it. And lately, I'm just micromanaging God. That phrase suddenly came into my mind today, and I realized that's what I've been doing. I get up every morning, I do my meditation, journaling, pray, I talk to God. For example, I'm constantly expressing gratitude that I'm able to turn on this microphone and you'll hear me. Somebody's going to hear me. That's not me. That came directly from God, from Source. It's such a privilege, such an honor. I don't take that for granted. The same is true of the women who take the choice to come deeper into my world and let me get to know them and let me help them and let me witness their transformation. That is a direct answer to my prayers. And yet here I am lately, and I've done this before. I have these little, you know, things get out of control and I realize, whoa, slow down a minute here. But I've never heard it come so sharply. Like it was almost like a voice from outside of me that came to me this morning during my hike that said, could you stop micromanaging? And I realized that that's what I've been doing, micromanaging God. One of the ways that really helped me in my early journey to surrender to something higher than myself was to think of it like, if I'm going to delegate, then I have to delegate and trust in faith that the person I've delegated to is going to do the thing. Because micromanaging never works. And I've never been a micromanager. And I've actually been a leader for most of my life. At the college, I would chair certain committees. Obviously, as the teacher, I was in charge of people, obviously, right? So I had a leadership role there. Now I'm in a position of leading people. The women that come into my world, I help them, I lead them, I lead this show, I have a team, a couple of assistants, my little team helping me run all of this. I lead them, but I don't micromanage. If I decide to delegate a task to one of my assistants, I don't look over their shoulder and make sure they're good, right? We all know what it means to delegate, and we also know what it means to micromanage. Doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. And yet, that's exactly what I've been doing with God. Not only micromanaging, but repeating myself. It's like you think God is deaf. You talked about that last week. You asked for help with that. Why are you repeating it over and over? Just in case you didn't catch that, what I could really use help with would be, I mean, if I were to talk to a human the way I talk to God, they'd be so frustrated with me. Luckily, God is patient, compassionate, very, in fact, endlessly patient with me, loves me, and wants to help me. But I, you know, why annoy? I don't want to annoy God for no reason. And so I realized today, really hit me just smack right up in the face, that that's what I've been doing, micromanaging and repeating myself. I know that God heard me. I can stop saying it now. And so I want to share it with you. How is your relationship going with higher self, universal intelligence, whatever it is, God? If you're asking for help, do you have the faith and the trust to just let go at that point? To say, there, I've put it out there. I've asked for what I want, for what I need. And by the way, ironically, the truth is, God already knows what we need. It's kind of funny. I believe that as well, that God knows what we need before we even ask. But it does feel good to ask. I think we have to ask for our own human selves. If I don't ask, I feel like, what if God doesn't quite know? So we ask. But once we do, there has to be time in between the asking and of allowing it, right? The time for allowing and time for faith, time for trust, time for love, time to say, there, I know I've given it to you. I've asked for your help. And in full faith, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to drop the ball here. I'm going to stop trying to manage every little detail of every little thing, trusting that you've got me because I asked you to. And I know that that's all I have to do is ask you to, and you will take it from me and look after it. So if you're feeling off, ask yourself, are you micromanaging God? Could you be? Is it possible? Are you allowing God to take the parts of your life that you're handing over? Do you have faith that you've been heard? Do you trust that the support that you want is there and will be forthcoming, is forthcoming? Grant, and sometimes not in ways we want, sometimes it's in other ways, but I also believe that God knows better than I do what I need. So sometimes I'll ask for an apple and I'll get an orange. And I just got to believe, I guess it was supposed to be an orange today. So gals, my message today is really twofold. One, if you're not asking for help from some sort of source higher than yourself, I really encourage you to do that. Whether it's God or even just your higher self, which by the way is just God. We're connected. We can't be disconnected. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The last thing I want to do is go into some, whatever you believe, I want to remind you to stay connected. Keep that connection because it is so loving and so helpful for us on our journey. Take some time each day, sit quietly and hand over the things in your life that are just feel like they're more than you can handle. Give them to somebody higher, stronger, more capable than you. That's the first piece. And then the second, allow. Try not to micromanage God. Remember what you asked for and allow the help to come. In other words, faith, right? Faith and trust in a source that loves us more than we could ever know. I'm feeling better already. You know, just after realizing that on my hike, it was like, hello, micromanaging. I just started laughing and then I decided to share it with you. And I'm like, okay, awesome. Now I know I'm going to be feeling better for days and days to come. Because, you know, sometimes life just gets busy and you just start getting wound up. And even though I'm doing my morning routine, my morning self-care, it's still, even that can become very methodical. And so the whole thing for me today is like, that's what I needed. I really needed that reminder, and I needed to share it with you. That's another thing. When things come to me like that, I'm always convinced it's because I'm not the only one out there struggling with whatever it may be. And if you'd like to share how you connect to your higher source, I would love to hear it. You could share that with me by doing the Sacred Mirror Experience. Have you heard of the Sacred Mirror yet? Let me tell you about it. I love the Sacred Mirror. It's a private reflection experience where you share exactly where you are right now, and I personally send you back a reflection in the form of a voice note made just for you. These are not pre-recorded. They're not reply all. They're nothing like that. This is you and me, babe. And because I know that feels a little bit vulnerable, I recorded a private, unpublished episode of the snippets just for the women who say yes to the Sacred Mirror. It's called This Is Just Between Us. You won't find it on the podcast feed. It's only for those brave enough to be seen. So you go to the show notes here, you tap the link, you give me your reflection, where you're at, what's going on for you in the form of answering three simple questions that I put out there for you. These are just open-ended questions that allow you to share a little bit of your story with me. Once I receive that, I send back to you immediately the private snippet that I've recorded called This Is Just Between Us. And then within 48 hours, you will receive back from me a reflection in the form of a personally recorded voice message just for you. This is the Sacred Mirror. It is what we're doing in July and beyond. And it is turning out to be the most amazing experience I've had so far here in Snippet Land. It's the closest I can get to you without actually being with you in the room. And that, of course, would be the next step. So go ahead, today's the day to do your Sacred Mirror. And while you're in there, share with me, are you prone to micromanaging God? I'd love to know, because it's something I really do have to watch for on a regular basis. It's just the way I am. I can't help it. I'm a leader. And so I want to take control of everything. And for those of us who are running our lives, it's really hard to let go. But I think in this area, it's really important that we do let go and let God or higher self take on the part of our lives that we've asked for. Stop micromanaging. Thanks for coming, gals. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.